Well, thank you. You're going to find that I'm kind of the new kid on the block. I just finished my fifth season as a gin manager in the ginning industry. So, and I'm also at a gin that I'll talk about here in a little bit that was built in the mid-70s, and not a whole lot of updating had been done prior to this time. And so probably a lot of what I've done, most of the gins in the air in the Cotton Belt have probably been beyond and past that. But if not, if you're an older gin like myself and you're trying to create more efficiencies, you know, maybe you'll get a little bit something out of this, but I've appreciated what everybody else has said. As you can see, for me, when I started looking at this after getting a couple years under my belt and saying, okay, what can we do to be more efficient? My focus was that bale right there, those bales sitting out in the yard. What can I do to push those bales out the backside of that gin for the least amount of money? And that kind of has been my focus for the last 3 years. Quick background, as I mentioned, a Continental gin built in the mid-70s, four 141 gin stands, two 16D lit cleaners, Big J feeder, two-lane suction pipe, and then in 85 we became a dual gin when we added six Lummis long staple gin stands and operate as a dual gin. Our Pima acres have reduced considerably over the years. This year I'm going to run, I'm actually still ginning a little bit of Pima right now. Traditionally we're done by Christmas, if not Thanksgiving, but I've got some late organic Pima I'm ginning. I'm going to gin probably 1,000 bales this year of Pima, so I'm not going to talk a lot about that for that reason. Production history, bale average for year in our gin from 1993 through 2006 has been 34,000. You know, we had some low years in the 18, 19,000 one time, and then, you know, our best year was 04 where we ginned over 40,000 bales. In 2007, we saw our bales drop below 30,000, part of this whole industry thing that we're all experiencing. And then this season in 2008, when I get done and finish ginning here, this Pima, we will then gin right at 20,000 bales. So need for efficiencies and increased efficiencies. Our gin basically had run on the short staple side at 24 to 25 bales an hour for years, and nothing had been done much to look at that. And until the 06 season, began to look at some ways that we could significantly, hopefully, increase those efficiencies. And I kept talking to people and asking questions and looking, and everybody said, Dwayne, your obvious choice is a module feeder. You're going to get 10 to 15% increased efficiency from that alone. So I began to look at that, and in doing so, as I mentioned, we were equipped with a two-lane suction feed system, and it was obvious that a module feeder would help. But at this point, that we did not feel in looking at things was our bottleneck, and some of the guys Kelly just mentioned looking for bottlenecks, and we did that. Our bottleneck at that time was the press, and our issue here, guys talking about all these dryers and all that. We have the world's cheapest dryer out in Yuma, Arizona. It's called Mother Nature. And we start ginning in August. It's 105, our cotton's dry, and we don't have to put any heat to it because it's already there. But what that creates is really, in a lot of cases, dry, fluffy cotton. And we had problems with that cotton passing back up through the dogs of the press, and then that cotton would jam up on top of the ceiling of the press, and then the guys would have to hit the stop button, run down there, two or three of them, push the thing around by hand if they couldn't get it jogged open, and that would take anywhere from 2, sometimes 3, maybe 4 minutes to do that. And you're losing time every time you have 2 minutes down. At that point, we were losing a bale. Depending on the cotton, that could happen a couple, two, three times a shift. It could happen 12 to 15 times a shift. So we were losing a lot of bales just from that one problem, not to mention the safety aspect of having guys having to run down the stairs and be down there in that pit and doing that process. So we began to look at that. And to solve that problem, we basically realized we need to get our cotton further down into the box. And so in order to do that, we took our 72-inch tramper cylinder out and replaced that with an 84-inch tramper cylinder, which allowed us to push that cotton further down in the box, allow those dogs to get in place so that then when it came back up, it would hold that cotton down. And in addition to that, we felt that we needed to get more cotton to the back of the box, and so we were able to find a used pusher block that we got that would give us more power through the entire stroke of the pusher stroke. And so we did those two installations in 07. And then and other little things that we did is we replaced our heater burners with more efficient, we hope, heater controls, because from time to time on our Pima especially, we do use our heaters. And we replaced those in the controls. And then we looked at non-repairable electric motors, putting and buying and spending a little bit extra money up front and replacing those with more efficient motors. Prior to 07, we were completely and did everything by hand, from the gin all the way through the office process, basically, until the very last stage where then it got entered into computer so we could give a printout to the grower. In 07, we converted that to computerization in the gin and through the entire process. Again, a lot of this is stuff that most of you have already done. But what those modifications did for us is we were running that 24 to 25 bales an hour, and that we increased that in 07 to 28 to 29 bales per hour. And now we knew that the bale press, or the press itself, was not our bottleneck. And the other modifications with the computerization especially, that saved us literally 4 to 5 hours a day in the office and allowed us to eliminate one position in that office, and that was the cost savings there. In 2008, as we resolved our problem on the press, we decided to go ahead and move forward with a module feeder, even with reduced acres. We just felt like if we were going to stay viable and try and be as efficient and look at the future with even more reduced acres, we had to punch that bale out the back for as little money as possible. We felt that if we could buy a module feeder and get that payback in that 2.5 to 3 year time frame, even looking at reduced acres or reduced volume, that was money that would be well spent. And one of the positives, I guess, of this reduced acreage that we're seeing across the belt, that there is some used equipment out there that can be bought if you're willing to go out and get it. And some of this stuff that we did, we took our gin crew, we went out, we torched the stuff out in a gin that was being torn down, and came back and we're putting the stuff in ourselves. It's not turnkey, which is nice if you can afford that, but unfortunately we're not at a point where we could afford that, so we've been looking at a used equipment, and the module feeder was one of those items that we found as well. We purchased a tramper cylinder logic block, a used one again, that would just speed up our tramper from 10, and it did speed it up from 10 strokes a minute to 12 strokes a minute, just getting that cotton in the box a little bit further, or a little bit faster. And then, of course, we had to increase our volume on our hydraulics, so we replaced our 72 gallon per minute tramper pump with an 85 gallon per minute. So the results of the 2008 modifications that we made, we saw an increase of 28 to 29 bales an hour to 32 to 33 bales an hour, and that is a real average. That is not pastorally speaking or anything of that nature. We actually saw our very best day for the first time in UCO history. We went in a 24-hour period, went over 700 bales, and so we averaged 35 bale a day. We didn't have any problems that day, and it was perfect cotton, and all those things existed. But this was the average that we came with. So with that average increase, just in the 08, not looking at the 07 even increases, but that module feeder, we feel, in just labor and power savings alone, saved us $40,000 a year in 2008 with reduced acres. Future modifications that we're looking at, been doing a lot of talking and looking and thinking about separating our feeder on our gin stands to its own motor, and then increasing the horsepower on the saws from the 75s that are there now to the 100 horse. And then we're also looking at labor and strapping cost savings by going to automatic bail ties. And then air compressor, not a big deal, but it's all these little electrical demand things that we've been hearing a lot about that add up. Presently, we have a screw-type compressor that runs 3,600 RPM, 12 hours a shift. We need that when we're ginning Pima. We really don't need that when we're ginning short staple, so we're looking at getting a piston type, a large enough piston type compressor that we can shut that other dude off and let it only run when it needs to. So with that, those are the changes that we've made, and I guess we're all happy to answer any questions once Chris gets done. Thank you.